This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is touring hurricane-damaged areas of Louisiana and Texas after Hurricane Laura crashed ashore there on Thursday. The president visited a warehouse in Lake Charles, Louisiana, that's being used as a depot to hand out food and water, and a neighborhood devastated by the huge storm. Officials along the shattered stretch of Louisiana coast are warning returning residents they will face weeks without power or water amid the stifling hot days of late summer. The U.S. death toll from the Category 4 hurricane stands at 14, with more than half of those killed by carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. The Belarus government has cracked down hard on the news media, deporting some foreign journalists reporting in the country and revoking the accreditation of many Belarusian journalists. Two Moscow-based AP journalists covering the recent protests in Belarus were deported to Russia on Saturday. In addition, the AP's Belarusian journalists were told by the government that their press credentials had been revoked. The Associated Press said it decries the move as a blatant attack on press freedom. Meanwhile, thousands of Belarusian women marched in downtown Minsk to protest the recent elections that officials said gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term. Protests in Belarus began after the August 9th vote, which demonstrators say was rigged. Protesters are demanding that Lukashenko resign after 26 years in power. The Italian Coast Guard sent help Saturday to a rescue boat funded by British street artist Banksy. 219 migrants had been picked up by the Banksy-sponsored ship since Thursday off the coast of Libya. This is VOA News. Berlin police have ordered a protest by people opposed to Germany's pandemic restrictions to disband after participants refused to observe distancing rules. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Thousands of people gathered in a show of defiance against the country's coronavirus prevention measures. Protesters carried a wide range of grievances and banners proclaiming their opposition to vaccinations, face masks, and the German government in general. Prior to the protest, the Berlin regional government had sought to ban the protests, citing rallies earlier this month where rules intended to stop the virus being spread weren't respected. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Tens of thousands of people have protested in Mauritius over the government's slow response to an oil spill from a grounded Japanese ship and the alarming discovery of dozens of dead dolphins in recent days. The peaceful protesters on Saturday held up messages such as "You have no shame" and called on top officials to step down. They marched through Port Louis nearly a month after a Japanese oil tanker struck a coral reef and spilled nearly 1,000 tons of oil into a pristine environmental area. Environmentalists have demanded investigations into why the MV Wakashio had strayed several kilometers off its course. Actor Chadwick Boseman, best known for starring in the blockbuster Black Panther, has died after a four-year battle with colon cancer. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Black Panther was one of the highest-grossing films of 2018, and it was nominated for six Oscars, including Best Picture. It won three Academy Awards. Boseman originated the Black Panther film role 2 years earlier in Marvel's Captain America: Civil War and reprised it in two Avengers movies. During his screen career, he also played several real-life characters famed for breaking America's racial barriers, including soul singer James Brown in Get On Up, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall in Marshall, and baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson in 42. Boseman, a native of South Carolina, passed away at his home with his wife and family at his side, the statement said, without specifying when he died. He lived in Los Angeles.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Norwegian cyclist Alexander Kristoff has won the opening stage of the Tour de France, which had been delayed by several weeks because of the coronavirus outbreak. New rules limit crowd sizes, and any team that has more than two members, including support staff, test positive for the virus, will be eliminated from the race. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.